On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
I'm going to smash right into this, David King. Questions without notice. Yep. The AFL competition committee meets today. 21 people on there now. Only two clubs go unrepresented. What's the first topic of discussion?
Well, the stand rule is the first topic of discussion.
Is it staying or going?
I think it'll stay. Given the evidence that was put forward yesterday.
The Age of, yeah, done a piece today. Online yesterday around all the data that backs up what looked to the naked eye to be a more open game. Not a high scoring game, but a more open game.
Yeah. It depends what you're looking for. You can mount an argument either way. If you want to just go to scoring, scoring's been dropping every year for the last 20 years. So, you know, if you didn't bring the stand rule in, logic says scoring still would have dropped.
Okay, if they're going to start with the stand rule, then they should follow up with the ruck nomination rule and say, that's out.
I think the biggest discussion will be around prior opportunity.
Gee, wasn't that confusing topic this year?
Yeah, whether to make a team prior opportunity post the initial winning of the football.
No, well, I don't think anything like that will happen. If we take Brad Scott at his word, and he's saying it'll be a consolidation year after so much change last year under his predecessor, Steve Hocking. We're going to sit back a bit, although he did reserve the right to say there might be some minor tweaks. So I don't think changing the holding the ball rule fits into the minor basket.
He's not going to do that. He's going to come in and sit there for 12 to 18 months and do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, like all of us would do, come in and work out where the game's going and see if you can actually influence it. It's a tough one because the coaches have such a hold on anything you do, any lever you pull. They're making a change straight away. They're looking at ways to get around that or take an advantage. So, no, I think that's a pretty simple one for Brad to sit back and wait and see and not make too much change.
But good numbers.
Don't rock the boat.
Yeah, contested ball percentage lowest since 17. Average tackles per game dropped by 12 last year, 5 from 2019. That was the lowest for several years. Throw-ins well down. Ball-ups well down. So secondary stoppages slipped as well. Throw-ins lowest since 2016, in fact. So that's all, it's all
so the
good
ball
for nine.
Moved between the arcs. Yep. It just didn't get through the goals. That's what the haters are hating on. I've got one for you. Question without notice. With two races to go in the Formula One, and we touched on this yesterday, but I just want to pose something for you. Is there an opportunity? Max Verstappen has a slender lead, an 8-point lead over Lewis Hamilton. Is there the ability and for what happened in 1989 with Alain Prost and Ayrton Senna, where Prost basically took him out. Let's have a listen to the great man, Murray Walker.
This is the opportunity that Senna's looking for, and he's going through. Out! Oh, my goodness, this is fantastic. This is what we were fearing might happen during the race. And that means to say that Prost has won the world championship.
And if you're thinking that was just an excuse to play Murray Walker, you are absolutely right. You know, it didn't just happen in 89 either.
Fantastic.
I know where you're going. It didn't just happen in 89. 94, Adelaide.
Yeah.
Damon Hill, trails, Michael Schumacher by 1 point. Michael Schumacher closes the door savagely on Damon Hill and takes both out of the race. And you know what's coming next is Murray Walker.
That looks Schumacher's off. Schumacher's lost time.
Yeah.
Hill goes by.
Oh, out goes Schumacher. The German is out of the Australian Grand Prix. And Damon Hill only has to keep going to be world champion of 1994. But can he keep going? Because he hit Schumacher's car. And if Damon Hill has to retire and you see smoke pouring off the wheel, that will mean that Schumacher will be world champion. What an incredible development.
And he couldn't keep going.
So what I'm asking you, questions without notice, do you see a situation in the next two races where Lewis takes a risk on passing?
Yes.
And Max says, uh-uh.
This is...
Come with me into the wall.
Such a great call from you because it's already happened. It's already happened this year between the two of them when...
Well, accidental. It was almost accidental.
Well, it depends who you asked. But at the end of the day, Max Verstappen's Red Bull ended up on top of Lewis's.
Yeah.
And actually only the Halo
yeah.
saved him. The car would have crushed him, landed on his head.
The wheel was almost spinning on his helmet.
Such is the rivalry between the pair that Max just got out of his car and walked off.
So my
he
question,
didn't even check on him.
Did you answer my question? Do you see...
Yes, good chance.
Do you see Max taking him out?
Yes. Yes. Well, put it this way. He's not going to die wondering, is he, Max? He's not going to let Lewis just come up the inside of it. It will be on. The next two races are on. Lewis has had the change of engine. He's quicker now. Max holds an 8-point lead, I think it is. There's going to be no love lot. There already isn't. It's one of the great rivalries in sport at the moment going around.
So we basically need Verstappen on pole and Hamilton P2.
Yep.
And spearing into that first corner.
Turn one. He's going to be on.
Chaos.
A great rivalry in sport, that one. It's right up there at the moment. Mitch McGovern is going to be a topic of conversation in footy all the way through the summer. The Blues have lost Liam Jones. Do they turn to Mitch McGovern for that role? Can he play that role, David King? Let's, before we do that, have a listen to the thoughts of Patrick Dangerfield and Josh Jenkins, who joined Andy Marr on Drive yesterday when this subject was put to them.
He's got to get fit first and actually get some game done under his belt. He's certainly a wonderful intercept marker. It depends if you want him there being your intercept player and more attacking, or is he there to be your Liam Jones replacement? I don't think that's his role in defence. It's not to be that Liam Jones defender replacement. I see McGovern as that third tall interceptor. Jake Lever-esque, even though Lever does play on the talls at times.
But you can't cheat the system, Josh.
It's a good point.
You've got to do everything you possibly can to be competitive in this league. And then if you want to be really good, you've got to go beyond that.
I'd still like to see him in the forward half. He hasn't really had an opportunity to be the third wheel, and that's what he is. So when he played for Adelaide, he was probably the fifth wheel.
That's the Kerno element of the forward line. That's
judge him for what he is, not what he gets paid.
Well, that's difficult at times, though, for supporters.
Well, he just signed what they put in front of him.
Yeah.
He didn't offer it to himself.
Yeah.
The talent's undeniable, so it's not the talent.
Yeah, he's got the talent for sure.
He might have been the fifth wheel.
Fifth wheel.
So Tex, Lynch, Jenkins, Betts, maybe then McGovern. Fifth. So anyway,
they paid a lot for the fifth wheel.
Should Mitch McGovern go to defence? And is he better off, Kingy, as a third? Do they go with Lewis Young as the lockdown? Mitch McGovern plays the intercepting, you know, leaning on his attacking instincts, do you think? Can it work?
I think we're going to learn a bit about Vossi, aren't we? Does he load up forward and try and kick a score? Or does he throw some assets down back and try and defend? The Jones one shifts the whole back seat. It's an unbelievable loss, isn't it?
Huge.
I mean, Jones and Wiedering last year, you could mount a case at points through the year where they're nearly both All-Australian, where they actually could be centre-half back and full-back in the All-Australian team because they just were under siege. And they weren't protected at all under the Carlton sort of defensive game plan. So they were left to rot there in one-on-one battles. I think Jones was involved in the most one-on-ones in the competition from a defensive point of view last year and did a fantastic job. And Wiedering was probably only beaten half a dozen times, really, through the course of the year. So it's a big loss. McGovern would be an outstanding intercept halfback flanker.
Athletically, he's got all the tools.
He's brave. And he actually, those forwards that go back, they see a freedom in being able to run and gun with the ball and be creative once they've intercept mark.
I don't think his weight was an issue this year, was it? I think that's the year prior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had his soft tissue issues, but I don't think he reported back overweight. I think he was actually in pretty good nick, to be fair to him.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Vossi does. I think that's our first little read or a first little tell on what sort of coach he's going to be.
Could you hear his press conference yesterday, though? There were birds, there were planes, there were the audio.
I want to throw a different bit of audio at you. Craig McRae, did he give enough to the – because ultimately you're talking to the Collingwood fans. When you do a press conference, you're talking to your own. Did he give enough when he was asked how they were going to play yesterday?
Easy welcome here. At the moment, I'm making sure that when the opportunity presents, if it presents, that Geordie will feel that he's well supported. And I want all our players, not just Geordie, to feel like I've got their back and show the love and support where it's needed.
Are you expecting that he'll feature for your side in the future?
Well, time will tell on that. There's a bit to play out. There's a little bit premature to say whether he'll be back here training and the like, but one thing I will say is that just touching base with Geordie regularly to make sure he's okay, and over my journey working with some great coaches, I've learned that you just want to make sure the person's okay and care for the person in particular first.
That's actually the wrong grab. That's the line of questioning on Jordan Ngawi, which he was hit with first. That's fine.
Do you think that's okay to answer that line?
We do have the right one. Have we got time to play now before the news? This is actually what you're referring to, David.
What are you sort of focusing on?
Oh, we want to get better every day as quick as we can. So, we just spoke before of a few things that we want to
particularly focus on, and particularly getting around our contest and a few other things, so without giving too much away.
Oh, he said contest.
Without giving fly. Look, please, loosen up, man. Without giving too much away, this is what it is.
Oh, come on, he's just starting off.
I'm just trying to get
He'll figure it all out.
I love the guy, but I want him to just let us in a little bit. What are you working on? What are you trying to do? Well, we're trying to score more. We're trying to do X, Y, or Z. We're challenging this player to become this. I think that, does it really matter if other teams know? That thing sneaks up on the opposition come round one.
Mm.
So what's the shame in, or the worry with just letting some information out? I think it's overplayed.
Plenty of Blues fans are coming in with replacements down back, and a lot of you having your say on where you sit with the stand rule. Might park those, and we'll get to them on the other side of these incoming headlines. Don't forget the caller of the year. You know the prize. Toyota Hilux Rugged X 2021 style, valued at over $75,000. My Toyota is your destination for discounted fuel. Download today. Here's the headlines. Back after that. Great to have your company on SEN Breakfast. Spoiler alert. We've got another edition, another chapter. E.T. went home, Kingy.
E.T. went home.
Sorry to ruin that for you.
Don't say these things. People have got to watch these movies.
Good morning, boys. I have a question without notice for you, Kingy. If you were coaching a new team and you had the choice of the King twins to be your key forward, who are you picking, Max or Ben?
Max.
I didn't even hesitate.
In that draft, I would have taken Max King pick one.
And he went at four?
He did go at four. I'd have to double check that. They're just hard to find, aren't they? And Sam Darcy, I mean, he's come with a rush, hasn't he? They're saying now that he could be bid on as high as pick two, which just shows the class. Where's he going to play for the Dogs? I was interested to hear Matt Spanger talk before. He could actually be a great centre half back because those intercept markers, and they really don't have that sort of key defender, do they?
Now, that's the Blues situation at the moment. Some people are saying Jack Silvani is actually the answer for fullback. His efforts and second efforts are like sauce. It's time. That's from Rowan in Shep. Marchbank, Plowman, Young to support Wertering. So Marchbank, someone's asking, is he still injured? He's due to commence a modified program just before or around or just after the Christmas period. So that's where he sits. So he's starting off behind the eight ball at the moment, to the best of my knowledge. And a lot of you having your say on the stand rule as well. And even the 50-metre penalty should be brought back to a 25-metre, David.
Did you see the great man Lance Franklin returned with the first of four?
Yes.
Entering his 17th season.
Unbelievable.
28 games in 3 years. He's a freak, isn't he?
And the milestone awaits.
The milestone awaits. Mm. What's the milestone?
Well, he's going to get to his goal milestone.
His 1,000th.
Yeah.
He needs five more to get there. He's on 995. He's 35 years of age.
Yep.
How many games?
One quarter.
Would you alter his program and tailor it to a certain amount of games load for this upcoming season?
Surely that's already happening there.
Yeah. Would you try and prime him for a... I mean, they've got an opportunity to be a serious contender.
This is the last year of the Whopper deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think.
He's 35. Lance's last year.
Extension?
It could be.
That'd be a story next year.
Extension? We don't need to extend, do you?
Well, he's out of contract at the end of the year. So at some point, they're going to have to talk about whether he goes on again. Are they not?
36.
We'll take a break. We've got the national draft on tomorrow, the first round of it anyway. The man opposite me, David King, has got a big role to play. He's in the chair at Duff Fox Footy. He's done some forensic analysis of the best kids in the land ahead of the national draft, which kicks off tomorrow, of course. And we've got another candidate, an exciting halfback to talk to after this break. Campbell Chesser is going to join us. We'll speak to Campbell right after this.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.